This is GQDN for Friday, October the 14th, 2022. Brought to you by Audible, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Disney Dreamlight news, NVIDIA news, and a little bit of Overwatch 2 news. But today, we start with an update via Eurogamer.com about Activision, stating that they will not be backing down on the SMS verification. So, what they have said is, quote, "As the illicit account market adjusted to our security enforcement, Team Ricochet started seeing more cheaters attempt to access Warzone from Modern Warfare to bypass the SMS policy. The security team recommended the update to further combat the illicit account market." So somebody did indeed try to hack or get around the SMS. This is why the pay-as-you-go games really do need the SMS verification. So if you do have a free-to-play game that requires an SMS, then you do need to be careful. Now, we go to Destructoid.com for the next couple of articles, and they said that Blizzard will not be balancing Overwatch 2 until December. Now, we know that there's a lot of things that are not quite right there with Overwatch 2, but they did give a lot of changes up on their site, including control, escort, hybrid, and push type of news. But even then, they may be losing players there anyway due to their plep. We shall see what happened. Now we head on over to a little bit of Nintendo news, and there was a bit of a settlement between Nintendo and one of their game testers called Aston Carter for about $26,000. So there's a post on Twitter from Steven Totilio, and there's a couple of posts here. And what they're saying is, quote, "Settlement does not detail what the National Labor Relations Board found, and the payment is obviously a pittance for Nintendo and Aston Carter, the latter of whom will cut the check. But notable that Nintendo settled apparently without Clifton's request letter of apology." See, Aston Carter is the group that does the play testing. Further tweet. "This is the notice that Nintendo will have to post, redacted by the NLRB. Needs to be emailed to all Nintendo America testers, contractors, or otherwise, too. Redactions by the NLRB for the sake of the FOIA filing." So, this is what the NLRB says. It's all about union, okay? And it was signed by Taryn Butcher, Deputy General Counsel, under Aston Carter. So there are some redactions within the statement. But if you do have Patreon and you follow us on Patreon, you can come to our Discord and you will see the link in the GQDN show notes. Follow that to Twitter and then you will see everything that you need to see. Now, we get to some other stuff and things. In fact, I'm going to put this up here by Eurogamer, and that is NVIDIA has delayed the RTX 4080 12GB. So here's what NVIDIA had to say about it. Quote, "The RTX 4080 12GB is a fantastic graphics card, but it's not named right. Having two GPU with the 4080 designation is confusing, so we're pressing the unlock button on the 4080 12GB. The RTX 4080 16GB is amazing and on track to delight gamers everywhere on November 16th. So, there are three processors that they're comparing, and that's the RTX 4090 24GB, the RTX 4080 16GB, and the RTX 4080 12GB. And you're looking at a pretty big price tag. The 4090 is $1,499, that's $1,499, and the 12GB is $899. And they are all out now except for the 12 gigabyte, which is delayed. Now we go to what I wanted to go to, but it made sense to do the kind of all the bad news first. Now we get to some, let's do some better news first. I'm disorganized today and I do apologize for that. This comes to us from Eurogamer, and they are saying that one of the esports coaches has been accused of sexual harassment against the all-female Valorant team. So here is what the head coach, Jalil, said after he quit. Quote, "It may be an internal joke to them or something, but since I am a coach of female players, I found it inappropriate. So I called him out, telling him that it wasn't a good joke and that he should refrain from doing that, is that as it was not funny. There was one just by the name of Simmons, and that's what Jalil was talking about." And Jalil went on further to say, quote, "After the scrim, the team and I held a meeting and reviewed the scrim footage and found that Simmons has been drinking with alcohol visible on Discord cam while acting inappropriately multiple times throughout the scrim. Not just the one time that my players caught him. In fact, Rising Hope did say on Twitter, today we say goodbye to our Valorant lineup. They have done a great job and we thank them for their time. Simmons and Mivic remain in the organization and will take part in the formation of the new lineup. It was a part of the Valorant, it's the Valorant game. In fact, Rising Hope did a couple more tweets. We very much regret that such an action was taken by one of our members. We want to make it clear that we did not receive enough information, as some members of the organization withheld it from the general management. Simmons is no longer a member of our organization. Everyone involved in this incident has been fined. We apologize to our former players and the entire community." Oh, Jaleel, see, a she. So I do apologize for that, but it's a lot of that. So now maybe we can get to some better stuff. And Destructoid did say that Scar will join Disney Dreamlight Valley next week. So what will he be up to? Well, he's up to no good, I can tell you that. Look, he is Scar, but that should get the Dreamlight Valley people quite excited and should be very good. Now, also, via DualShockers.com, Obsidian co-founder Fergus McCourt told DualShockers that he is very interested in making a new Fallout game. So if Fallout is still going, well, looks like they might be making another one. There's hardly any information about this, but we'll see what happens. In fact, he did say, quote, "Of course, if we ever got the opportunity to make another Fallout game, we'd make it. There's not even a question of whether or not we would do it. It's just, will the opportunity arise? I hung around at Interplay for probably an extra year because I wanted to work on Fallout more. I love Fallout." So you know he's excited. We end today with the console version of the Humankind game in delay. In fact, Amplitude Studios, this comes to us from IGN.com. Oh, IGN. Amplitude Studios did have a quote here, and they said, "We have to share some sad news with you today. We and our partner, Esper Media, have run into unexpected challenges importing Humankind to consoles and have to delay the release on PlayStation, both 4 and 5, Xbox, and Xbox Series X and S until further notice." Amplitude did explain that. So we'll see what happens. I know I try to end on a good note, but not always. But look, tomorrow is the weekly show, found on twitch.tv/DawnForge. And speaking of DawnForge, you can find all of us at GroupQuest and at DawnForge, both on Twitter. This has been a DawnForge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. Tomorrow, weekly show. Oh boy, it's going to be a fun one. We'll see you on Twitch tomorrow.